Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, August 10, 2025. Our preacher is Pastor Heidi Johns.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who inspires us all. Amen. Ray was a vibrant retiree with a great sense of humor and a heart for the poor. I first met Ray in 2005 when I moved to serve the congregation that he was a longtime member of. Ray had his hand in a lot of community outreach programs. He volunteered at the food pantry and at the overnight shelter on a regular basis. And every December, without fail, Ray volunteered to be a bell ringer for the Salvation Army. He spent many hours in the Chicago winters manning the kettle outside of the local grocery store soliciting donations. Well, Ray once told me why it was important to him to be involved in outreach ministries, especially his work with the Salvation Army. Seems that Ray grew up in a large family, and they were poor. They didn't have many resources. His family didn't even have resources for big celebrations and holidays or birthdays. There wasn't money for special meals, for celebration. And one of Ray's clear memories growing up was kind of watching out the living room window around Thanksgiving and Christmas, praying that God would send a miracle. And most years, that miracle happened when volunteers for the Salvation Army showed up at their door with gift boxes of unbelievable treasures. These donations enabled Ray's mother to put a feast on the table for their holiday celebrations. Now, for Ray, those gift boxes came as gifts of pure grace. And he wondered, who are these people that are willing to donate such luxuries to complete strangers? Well, when he became an adult, Ray decided he wanted to be one of those people who helped strangers who didn't have enough resources. As a Christian, Ray came to view those gift boxes his family received as signs of God's grace in his life. And Ray responded to this gift of grace by showing generosity to others. This rhythm of Ray's life, his awareness of God's gift of grace, and his response to that gift wonderfully reflects our Lutheran understanding of what it is to be people of faith. God's grace comes first. And when that grace touches our lives, when we experience the love that God has for us, it stirs up a desire to respond and to share God's grace with others. Now, our gospel lesson this morning also reflects this pattern of grace and response. The passage begins with words of grace from Jesus when he says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." In these words, Jesus reminds us that we have a place of belonging in God's flock and that we are under the shepherd's care. And as a part of God's flock, Jesus is saying, it is God's good pleasure, it is God's desire to give us the good gifts of God's kingdom. Now, I am so happy that we are reading these words from Jesus on the day that we celebrate the baptism of Penny. Baptism is a gift of God's grace. In baptism, God makes a covenant with us and brings us into the fold. Baptism is our initiation into God's family. Today, the gift basket of God's grace is showing up in the doorway of Penny's life. Pure gift. And as we witness this baptism, we are reminded that God has also placed this gift basket of grace in the doorway of our lives through our own baptism. Now, a quick side note, if you or your children have not been baptized, I hope that you'll talk with me, because God desires for you to have this gift of belonging, this gift of grace in your life. And our church would love to celebrate this gift with you. The story of faith begins with God, with God's grace, where we are named and claimed and made members of the flock. We receive this wonderful gift. Now, in the words of one of my seminary professors, so now what are you going to do with it? How are you going to respond to this love that God has for you? Well, Jesus gives us a couple of ideas about how to respond in our gospel today. Once Jesus shares the good news with us, after he anchors us securely in God's care, he puts out this invitation. Sell your possessions, he says. Give alms, which means give resources to those who are in need. Make purses for yourselves, Jesus says, that don't wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. And then this verse that probably many of you have heard before, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. How do we respond to God's gift of grace? Well, Ray got it. He understood. He responded to God's grace through joyful generosity, sharing God's unfailing treasure with those who continue to stand by the window waiting for a miracle. I mean, Ray's life experience was that sometimes God uses our hands and feet to provide that miracle. But Jesus goes on in our gospel. He says, be dressed for action. Have your lamps lit. Be like those waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so they may open the door for him as soon as he comes. Responding to God's gift of grace means being ready to take action, to say yes when opportunity comes to share God's gifts with others. And this may sound a little intimidating, right? Because our lives already feel pretty full, pretty jam-packed, meeting our own obligations and commitments. How can we reserve time and place and resources for the needs of others? Have no fear, little flock. Jesus has one more surprise in this gospel story that reminds us that we aren't left to do this work on our own. Did you notice in the story when Jesus says that when the master comes and the workers are there ready to serve him, they are ready to take action, they're ready to say, "Put me in, coach." But what does the master in the story do? He has those workers sit down at the table and he serves them a meal. The master takes care of the servants. What? What an interesting twist. Only in the kingdom of God does this happen. This twist tells us something very important about the graciousness and generosity of our God. Because every week you and I come here in some kind of poverty, our poverty of spirit, poverty of hope, and the Master, our God, serves us a meal around this table. And this meal sustains us and strengthens us to do this work of the kingdom. The story never ends with our response, because there is always more grace coming our way. Grace given to us as God's free gift. I was sad to learn a few months ago that Ray died. I was able to watch his funeral service online, and the eulogies talked about his joyful generosity and his willingness to serve the poor wherever and whenever the opportunity came. But the central message of Ray's funeral told how Ray's story began immersed in God's grace, how Ray was welcomed into the fold in the waters of baptism, and how he was then sustained at God's table. In fact, at the funeral, they had communion. And that grieving congregation came in their poverty of spirit and grief, and they gathered around, and God fed them a meal. Just like God will feed us today. Grace, response. Grace, response. Grace, response is the rhythm of our lives of faith. Ray got it. He lived his life in response to God's gift box of grace. May we get it too. Have no fear, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.